Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the show. Hope you brought your tea and your coffee and you're ready for story time. So today is a little bit different. I'm not going to be talking about the same things as I talked about in the last episode. Today we're going to be talking about relationship things, struggles with men. Women will come up too later on, but we'll just stick with men for now. I'm in a recording studio today, which is a little bit different, a little bit fancy. So I'm getting used to it, so if I sound really, really weird, ignore it. Just ignore it. Anywho, let's get right into it. So, I used to be what they call a bar star. A bar star is someone who is recognized by the bars because they go out to the bars so often. So this is what I did, and there was one bar that was right next to my house, and I went there quite often, and there was this person working there. I don't want to get too specific, but because we are in Waterloo, you may know, but I don't want to call anyone out, so I'm just going to spill the tea, not name any names. Anyway, so the bar was right beside my house, and I would go to this bar very often, and there was this bouncer there, and I thought, oh my God, you're so cute. I'm literally, like, in love, and they had, like, a very straight face all the time, and then I was like, oh, I can make you laugh, and then I made him laugh, and then one evening, I received a Snapchat that they wanted to do some things, so I, like, had them over. And we had a little time. And then after that, they were like, oh, I only do this kind of thing when I'm with someone. I was like, oh, that's a lot at once. I was like, not used to being in a relationship, only had one relationship before. Also, I'm a Gemini rising. I'm not really big into star signs, though this person was also Gemini. I think if you know anything about star signs or nothing at all, you might know the lore with, excuse me for saying lore, that's been going on a lot. You might know the tea with the whole Gemini thing. Both my exes were Geminis. Anyway, so we started dating, I guess you could call it, seeing each other. It was kind of fun. I was never taken out on a proper date, though I quickly became in love with this man. And then one day I made a silly mistake of hanging out with my guy friend, and I am in a certain thing where I was like, oh, we're just gonna smoke and, like, watch a movie, which sounds horrid. Excuse me, we're gonna black out. Note. Be about smoke. Oh, that sounds bad. Maybe just cut that part. Okay. Yeah, cut that whole part. Note to editor. So I was going to hang out with my guy friend, which my boyfriend at the time was not happy about. Obviously, I wasn't used to being in a relationship. I thought it was chill. It was not chill. And he broke up with me on the spot. I call my dad crying on the phone. It was over. And this is when the cycle begins. I don't know if you've experienced this, but sometimes men have a habit of coming back. They go back around. So he came back and was like, oh, can I borrow something from you while he's working? And I was like, okay. And it was a very heartfelt, like, dramatic thing. I called him crying. We had this very toxic thing going on. And then one thing that he would do is, like, post music for me on this, like, other platform that's not very well known. And I would see it. And then he'd be like, oh, the song's about me. And I, like, overthink everything. So that would happen, and then I was like, it was continuing to keep me hooked in this relationship type thing. And so that continued for a long time. That was like a year. He got another girlfriend. I went all crazy, and they kept parking, like, outside the bar where I could see the car, like, his car every day. And I was like, I can't do this. So one day I headed off to Staples, and I printed off a little thing that said, like, oh, please stop parking here. Please find somewhere else to park. And I was told later on, this is 3 years later, I was told that they got in trouble for it. And then I was told by their friend that that actually didn't get in trouble for it. So I don't know what that says about this person, but we'll just leave it at that. So yeah, it says something about me because I'm a little crazy, though we already knew that. Crazy is not a bad thing. We're going to use that. I'm bananas. We'll say bananas. I'm looking at monkeys on a board for some reason. There's, like, someone's like, stop monkeying, start recording. That's what it says on here. Anywho, stay on track. So then, after getting all this music, seeing them in another relationship, I was, like, moving away to somewhere else, not too far away, but I was moving. And this person knew this when we were in the relationship and said that that was, or we assume that that was one of the reasons that they ended it. 3 years later, found out that that was one of the reasons that they ended it, though long distance exists. What is true? Baby, what is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Anywho, so then I move away. And I literally, like, did not hear from this person at all. The minute that I start doing whatever I was doing in this new place, I get a text or like a Snapchat, I think it was. I can't remember when they reach out, and I was like, oh, like I was very excited because I'm like in love with this person. But I was also like, why did you wait until now? Probably because they just broke up with their girlfriend. I don't know how many they had in that time, though I know that they had one. And then the whole time I'm like in this other place, we talked for a bit, and then I had my episode, which I talked about in past episodes. And one thing is that I reached out to him during my episode. I was like, oh, like I said things where I was like, oh, I cheat on you, which is not true. I just was like going through a thing. I thought, like I said in past episodes, I thought my cat was possessed. Like I thought I was seeing things. We will continue that. That's the lore. Anyway, so cut out, please cut out like any time that I say it anyway, or like note to editor, cut out anytime I say it anyway, or like. So then we stopped talking. They weren't part of my psi. So then we stopped talking because I was mentally unwell and they said that they couldn't handle it, which is completely valid. And then I see months later, I'm getting over it. I'm not really thinking about it, though I check up on that social media platform and I see, even during that time, they're posting songs still. Anyway, I check up on that. Stop saying anyway. I check up on their social media and I see they have a new girlfriend. I'm like on a hike and I'm on this hike. It's quite a well-known hike where I was. And people literally have competitions over this hike. The beginning of the hike, I rip my pants and see this. So that was wonderful. There were bears at the top of it though, at least, so that was a fun time. Anywho, I that happens and they're in a relationship with them, and I basically just kind of stopped thinking about it. And then sometime in the summer of this year, so here's the timeline. Let's make this clear. We met 3 years ago. Broke up 3 years ago. Could we even call it a relationship? This is a very heavy situationship type situation. Broke up, then I was away for a year, and then a year and a half. So now coming up to year three, I come back, and I didn't want them to know that I was coming back, though I wanted to wait until I was back. But we were talking. So then I come back and they see on my story I've posted. Obviously, I want them to know that I'm coming back because obviously I want to see them. Sorry, I cut out for a second. Obviously, I want them to know I'm coming back because obviously I want to see them. And so I come back. Apologies to whoever is editing this because I was very loud. Anywho, please cut out the anywhos too, unless it really fits in here because there's a lot of jabber. I'm going through this quite quickly. I'm pretty proud of myself. I don't know if we're gonna have to slow this down. I almost said anywho again. I just said it. Okay. So I come back and what happens? Oh, the like week that I come back, we're talking and they're like, oh, I wanna see you, blah, blah, blah. So one evening I'm with my friends and I was like, oh, come, you said you want to come see me, so come see me. And we were like waiting for them to answer. Keep in mind, this whole time, this person is flirting with other people at the bars, which I was unaware of. I thought that they were also in love with me because when they picked me up, they get out of the car all romantic like, looking good, say I look good, and I'm being off. I'm like, what is wrong with you? I like kind of go off the minute that I see them. I'm like, what is up? Like, why do you do this to me? Kind of thing. And then we're sitting in the car just talking, and I have to beat it out of them to say the L word that like I love you, because I was like, how do you feel about me? Because I low key kind of hate you. Love and hate are very closely related, though I did kind of hate this person for all the pain that they put me through. Like when they broke up with me, your girl was singing in the shower. She was sitting on the roof crying, looking at the stars. She was not able to get over it, not talking to anyone, trying to get over it through other men, which is a bad coping mechanism, a bad coping mechanism. Father, do not listen to this podcast. Oh. So now we're back, and this is like the dream to be able to be together again. I'm back in town, and they're saying these things, these kind of things. And they kind of mentioned like going back to theirs, though it was very late and they were tired. Though we had this pretty good conversation, though there were some red flags. They were saying, oh, like you can do better than me. And when I tell my friends this, they're all like, well, my friends, I mean roommates, because I literally live with them, and I come back in, they're like, what happened? And I'm like, and I need to help analyze the situation. I'm a girly pop. Excuse that. I need to analyze the situation. I'm a girly pop. May I just put my phone on silent? Period. Thus, they were saying, I'm so sorry about this. They were saying, hopefully when we cut this, I want this to be 10 minutes. So 15 maybe. So then they were saying, oh, I care about you, though I'm mentally unable, like I'm mentally ill. I was like, I'm mentally ill. And so then after this, I get dropped off. And we'll leave it at that for part one. Keep you on your toes, keep you guessing, and tune into the next episode for what happened next.